Hey everyone, it's the Ranchman here on the Below Top Secret Podcast Network. I haven't done a podcast in a long time, and I'm going to start off with a little bit of comedy because I've been a little bit, you know, loopy in the recent times. T-I-M-E-Z. Times. You know, so that's how you spell times when you're a gangster like me. Oh yeah, you know, whatever. Anyway, let's go. Come on, let's go. Anyway, right? I'm going to start off with President Bush, and I know some of you are getting ready to throw your computer out the window because you hate President Bush so much. But I hate President Bush myself, but the one thing I like about him is that he has no inhibitions in his mind whatsoever. Like, normal people have a filter in their mind that makes them say, that makes them go in there, and when they're in their head, they're like, I hate that guy. But then there's, like, the little voice in their head, it's called their conscious or something. I don't know what it's called, but it's not your conscious, but something else like that. It's, like, where your head's, like, it's, like, don't say that to him. He's, like, 10 times your size. He could kill you when he looks at you. He's, like, yeah, you're right, don't say that. Bush doesn't have that. He'll say whatever comes to his mind, and that's amazing. He's like Prince Philip. There was this one thing that Prince Philip did when he went to China, and there was these English these English students in China, and he went up to them and said, "Don't stay here too long. You'll get all slitty-eyed." What? Slitty-eyed? You know, like the Chinese, like that. And that's a really good thing to say. Yeah, that's like really what he said. That's like some ambassador going up to this new country. Hello. Fuck you all! Ah, yes, you're all a bunch of bastards. I hate you personally. Bye. And then he goes to, like, his PR guy. He's like, oh, what do you think of that speech? Oh, it wasn't very good. And what was wrong with it? Oh, the whole thing. You know, but, I mean, he gets away with that so many times. I mean, he goes up and, like, there was this one time He was like, we will stop, the United States will stop Saddam Hussein. We will free Iraq and stop Saddam Hussein from sodomizing it. What? He actually said sodomizing it on TV. It was funny. It really, really was. I mean, you can't even keep track of all the stupid things that he says because it's just like flowing out of his mouth. Blah, ka-dunk. It's horrible. I mean, he's an idiot. He's a pure, outright idiot. And I find that funny. Yeah, and I've people have told me about my podcast, about how they have this big, long, eccentric intro and outro. And I guess I'm kind of the eccentric kid, but, you know, and I get messed with it at school. There was this one kid who was pointing and laughing at me because I guess I was just doing something, you know. I was doing something stupid, like I always do. And he was pointing and laughing at me, and I was like, dude, what the hell are you laughing at, you know? And, like, he kept laughing and laughing, and I just went over there, and I punched him, like, right in the face. I started crying, and, like, everyone was like, oh. And I was like, what, dude, you messing with me? But they were like, oh, you can't punch the retarded kids, and, you know, they would just mess with me about it. So, you know, there's really nothing, you know, they just, these people, I mean, they all, like, I live in Florida, which is the biggest drama capital in the entire country, right? So, like, right now, when you're down here, these people think that they're the most important people in the entire planet. Like, Tampa Bay, I live in Tampa Bay, and it is the most, I hate this place. I hate this place so much. And, like, whenever the president comes to visit, they're always like, oh, the president loves Tampa Bay. The president loves Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is the best. Because they think that everything's important here, but it's not. This place is absolutely, there's nothing to do here. Absolutely nothing, unless you want to get raped somewhere, because there's pedophiles everywhere you go. Like, if you were to go on the database, there's like 9 pedophiles, like, in your room at the time. It's horrible. Oh, God. But, I mean, I just can't believe that this place, they made it seem so important. And, like, I mean, the littlest thing could happen, and they'll blow it up to make anyone visit. It's like, you know, Elvis Presley was here one day, and he drove to a gas station, and he took a dump in that bathroom right there. It's the most important place. So come visit. Come see the church. It's still there. Come on. Please. There's only, like, 6 people here. Come on. Please visit. Please. You know, it's horrible. I mean, my dad works at a maintenance company for this complex. And, I mean, I probably already told you that if you don't know, but now you do. There's people there who think that they deserve everything. And they don't even live there. Like, okay, you need to, like, swipe your key. Like, there's a little key card that you need to swipe to get in. Like, Area 51. Ooh. You need to swipe it to get it in. You need to swipe it to get into the amenities, like the media center and the gym and the pool and all the niceness. If you don't live there, you don't get to use them. And, like, if you don't let somebody in, they get, like, a little pissy attitude. Like, I got one guy was like, hey, man, can you let me in? I was like, you got your key? No, man, I don't live here. Well, then you don't need to be in there. Man, who are you to say what I need and don't need to be? You telling me I don't deserve to? Oh, you don't live here, so no, you don't. You know, if you can't afford to live here, then you don't deserve to use the amenities. You don't live here. That would seriously be someone's logic for, hey, Camo dude, can you let me in Area 51? Do you have a key card? No, I don't work here. Then you can't go in. Man, who are you to tell me I can't get in Area 51? And they're so retarded. And, like, the people down here love to talk. Well, I love to talk, but I'm from New York, so it's a totally different story. But, I mean, oh god, my dog is attacking something right now. But, like, the people down here think that you want to hear them talk, and you don't. You don't want to hear anything they have to say. But, like, I was in the middle. I mean, the kids are that way too, right? The kids are that way. Like, I was at school, and I was in the urinal mid-stream, mid-piss. I mean, the kid comes up talking to me, ooh, it's cloudy out today. I'm taking a piss. Shut up. I mean, they just talk to you at the most inopportune times. Like, I was sleeping in class, and this kid woke me up to ask me if I saw the new episode of Family Guy. I mean, it was the last fucking day of school. I'm not gonna see you for another summer. Please, just let me go. Just go away, please. You know, it's like, hey, kid, dude. I didn't even know who I was. Dude, did you see the new episode of Family Guy last night? Dude, don't you have any friends? Go away, I'm trying to sleep. I mean, I can understand that was like the new first day of school when you don't have any friends, but it was like the last day of school. Just go away, I don't have any fucking friends. Leave me alone, I'm trying to sleep. We have 9 minutes left in school, and then I have like 3 months of vacation. So shut up and go away. And it's annoying. It's really, really annoying. But, yeah, I don't like this place at all. Yeah, but, I mean, I miss New York really bad. I mean, I lived there for 12 years. That's like, it was pretty much my entire life in New York. And I left when I was 12. And I had loved every aspect of New York, except the crime. The crime wasn't so good. I lived in East Flatbush. Ho, 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 no. Not the very good area to live, especially when you're a little 12-year-old kid who's never been outside before. I didn't go outside. I did not go outside because we lived next door to, like, these Haitian people who actually made their house a church. And it was fun. And they couldn't sing, play instruments, and I don't think they even had any real prayers. And, like, the music's going ding, tsh, ding, tsh, ding. It's like two instruments, drums and cymbals. And they're up there, bas na la bole na ma na. And I was like, oh my god, are they killing somebody? I mean, they seriously sound like they were just stabbing kittens. I mean, it was horrible. There was nothing, you would complain to the police, and the police would come and say, yeah, there's nothing we can do. Yeah, they don't have a permit. Yeah, there's nothing we can do. The police, there was nothing the police could ever do, ever. I mean, the fire department had to come, like, 6 times because there was, like, Peter, that house had an occupancy maximum of 60 people. There was 120 people in there one time. 120! How do you cram 120 people into a 60 people space? That's like taking a box with a pen box with 60 holes and jamming like 90 more in there. Why? Just like, what the fuck? You know, I mean, but And they would sing, and they had early morning mass, which fucked up my morning. They had midday mass, which fucked me up while I was trying to watch TV. And they had midnight mass, which fucked up while I was sleeping. I only thought Catholic churches had midnight mass. No, they just decided to reinvent the entire religion and just give themselves a midnight mass to piss me off. It was horrible. Oh, God. But, like, I mean, I loved every aspect of New York. The pizza. There is something. I mean, people say, oh, I gotta go to New York and try the pizza. You have to. If you don't go to New York and try the pizza, there's no reason you went to New York. But I had family. Yeah, but did you try pizza? No. Fuck you, then. You have to eat pizza when you go to New York. There's, like, something in that pizza, in the water. I don't know what it is. It's absolutely delicious. The thing I hate is sharing pizza. Because no matter who you're with, you could be sitting in a room filled with anorexic supermodels, and they will all eat the biggest slices and leave you with, like, those little tiny skinny slices that, like, the guy went too quick with the little spinny wheel. It was like, blah, 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 and then, like, he left you that little sliver of a pizza, and you're like, and then, like, I hate it. In New York, if you don't eat the crust, you don't get any more pizza. You have to eat the crust or else you don't get pizza. And it's not like the crust tastes bad, it's just dry. And if you have soda, it's good to go. If you eat the crust, you get more. But people who will eat like 16 slices of pizza and leave like this mountain of crusts on their plate, it's horrible. And you're like, come on, dude, eat the crust. No, I don't like the crust. If you don't eat those crusts, I will punch you in the stomach and make you throw up your pizza. You better eat the crust. And it actually aggravates me. You know, but there's so much good food in New York. Like, there's Nathan's in New York. Oh, my God. The first Nathan's in New York. Coney Island. 1930s. Jesus Christ. That is the best. They have frog legs. They have those best fries on the face of the earth. The hot dogs. Well, not really much. They have hot hamburgers. They have all sorts of food, and it's delicious. But the thing is, tourists who come to visit Coney Island, thinking that it's an amusement park, and they don't know that, like, half the amusement park is shut down now. They shut down the Cyclone. The Cyclone! The, like, one of the first roller coasters ever, they shut it down. They shut down the Cyclone. And, like, all the, like, there's, like, 9 people who died in that park in, like, one day because they were on that avalanche ride, and it spun around, they got caught under it, and, like, turned into Swiss cheese or whatnot. But, yeah, shredded cheese, really, because it's, like, and, you know, they got, like, sucked under it. You know, but, like, they didn't shut it down. That wasn't for the cycle. That was an avalanche ride. It was, like, the avalanche ride was weird. It was, like, the circle that was slanted, and it had this little roller coaster car on it that would spin, going all sorts of different directions, backward, forward, spin around, woo. It was dumb. I went on it. I didn't enjoy it at all. I was like, dude, get me off. This is dumb. It's like a teacup ride, but not as gay. You know, it's horrible. It was bad. But, I don't know why, But, I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. Oh, yeah, Nathan's, okay. The thing is, these tourists have no idea what they want to get. If you're from New York, you only need to go to Nathan's once, and you know exactly what to get. And you know, right away. And you can just go up there, yeah, I want one of those. So you go away. You know, just like that. Easy as pie. These people from, and the tourists that come from, like, Alabama, not Alabama, because they have sense down there, like, Georgia, they have sense down there, too, but, like, Kansas and, like, Dakotas and whatnot, they come to New York for some reason. They just want to get their ass kicked? I don't know. They want to get mugged and raped and whatnot? Because that's really all that happens. Because people in New York don't complain about rape. It's the fucking tourists that come and complain about getting raped. Because when I was in New York, there's people every day, got raped. But they were always from another state. But that's beside the point. Not going to talk about rape now. Well, not now, anyway. Yeah, but they're like, what are frog legs? They're the legs of a frog deep fried in batter. Ew, that sounds gross. How did you not know what that was? The name of the thing is frog legs. It's not like it was named pencil shoe, you know, something like that. And then you're like, what's pencil? I can understand if you saw a menu that said pencil shoe, and then you could finally figure out what it was. But no, it said frog legs, and you have a picture of little legs of frogs sitting on a thing around a lemon. It's delicious. I mean, but you have... The tourists are so fucking stupid that they can't get... Where are the frog legs? I don't know. It's not like, you know... stupid. And then they're like... How many fries? How many fries does it come with? How many... Yo, okay, because they stand over the fry later. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here you go, lady! No, we don't care. We just take a boom, big scoop, shkoong, and stick it in the carton, and there you go. And they don't even give you, like, a little holder. They all put it in, like, a fucking bag, and they just hand it to you. It's like a brown plastic bag. They just... Here you go. They put a little salt in there. You know? And you shake it up. It's delicious. Tourists really piss me off. They really, really do. Not terrorists. Well, they do too, but tourists, T-O-U-R-I-S-T-S, tourists piss me off because they don't think. And, there's a lot of really nice restaurants in New York, but I don't really go to them. I go to, like, Red Lobster and Olive Garden and, all these, like, steakhouses and whatnot, but... Like, it was really good, because this one guy had apparently just come home from Iraq, and, his kid, I guess, fucked up somewhere, but here's what happened. Okay, it was the entire family, they all went to, Red Lobster, not Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and, so, like, they had a little toddler, like, a little baby who was about, what, a year? And a toddler who was about 3. And then they had a 5-year-old. And 5-year-olds will do anything to get attention. And, what happened was, like, the little, 1-year-old was just fucking around with his food. And he, like, just put his whole face into the plate of food. And there's, like, spaghetti and meatballs. Because they have, like, the kids menu from kids, 4 and under, right? And, they got the kid, the little baby, it was, like, spaghetti and meatballs, and they got the same thing for the toddler. And, the 5-year-old got, lobster bisque. And it was really good for me, because I had the same thing. But, you saw the little baby, the 1-year-old, smash his face into the plate, and he just came out with meatballs and... like, spaghetti all over his face and sauce. Everyone was like, oh, how cute. And then the toddler did it, and everyone was laughing. And because no one was paying attention to the 5-year-old anymore, he decided to put his face into his meal. But he had lobster bisque. So he went down smiling and came up screaming. His face all red, covered in soup, coughing, you know. And then his dad, who was obviously disgruntled, just went, that's what you get, you dumb fuck. And his... And the entire... room went silent because everyone sees the first kid. Everyone saw it. I didn't know that a silent room could get even quieter because when everyone was watching, because they saw everyone, oh, and they saw the toddler doing it, and they saw the poof of the 5-year-old, and everyone was like, oh my god, you know. And then he went, that's what you get, you know. And everyone was like, they got quieter than before. It was quieter than quiet. It was, like, -6 loud. It was, like, horrible. Oh, God. But, yeah. That's what I love about New York. I mean, you could, like, see a 5-year-old give himself second-degree burns and, you know, just tell him he's a dumb fuck. It's amazing. But, yeah. So, you know, it's really, really funny. I enjoyed that very, very much. So, yeah, I'm pretty much done ranting about, well, not really ranting, just trying to be funny and not. So, yeah, this is the Ranchman signing off of the Below Atop a Secret, a podcast, a network. I'll see you later, everybody.